Alright, ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Let me drink some water real quick.
For sure.
Are you ready?
What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 23, and anywhere you're listening, you can find this podcast on YouTube, Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and there's gotta be something else, but that's tradition around here. We never know what that other else is until I actually look it up. But anyways, this is episode 23 of the Local Podcast. If you don't know, I'm Carlos Perez and my co-host, Miguel Vasquez. My boy, Big Mike. But nonetheless, Local Podcast, we talk about video games, anime, TV shows, movies, pretty much anything going on in our lives. But nonetheless, we can hop straight into the podcast. Mike, what have you been doing this week?
I've been going out a bit more recently, just to get, you know,
to the club.
No, just to like get things off my mind, you know. I've also been working on Rick and Morty, which is coming out really, really good right now. So I hope to finish that before this weekend, before the weekend ends. Mm-hmm. If not, then I'll probably have it finished by next week. But yeah, I've been working on Rick and Morty. I've been just, you know, just taking a bit of a break, you know, from being indoors, you know, on my computer, and I've been going out more lately.
Yeah, hell yeah, get those legs moving.
Yeah. So yeah, like that's pretty much it. You know, earlier, I went to the gym. I took my mom to go get something from the doctors, and yeah, just like a casual day. You know, it was pretty chill. You know, pretty chill day. What about you?
Is that you've been doing this week?
Like I mentioned,
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, I went out a couple times.
But, okay,
pretty much it. You know, it's like whatever's, you know. What about you?
Nothing, just been working a lot. Like I said earlier, fuck, I just been working. Haven't keeping up on video games, like video game news. But something interesting that I did, pretty much yesterday. We usually work 10s. But we're going to start working 12s because the tool we're working on, they need it ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start 12s yesterday. And my boss needed us for something else that needed to be done that same day. And we're like, oh, okay, that's cool. He was showing us. And he was like, yeah, dude, it'll probably take you like 10 minutes, like an hour tops. So we went from a 10-day shift. Fuck no. We worked 16 hours that day. Oh, my God. And it was nothing like exhausting. But fuck, dude. I was just so fucking dead. I did not want to do anything. I did not want to be there. That shit sucked. Like, as soon as I got to the hotel, I fell asleep like 10 minutes when I lay down in bed.
For real, dude.
Yeah,
dude,
I was just so fucking tired. I wanted to shower. I was like, fuck, I'm just going to wash my face and go to sleep. Fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I have to, like, look good at work for anyways, you know?
Yeah. But you got to look good for them. Engineers, you know?
Yeah, right. Nonetheless, hygiene is good for you, but fuck.
Yeah.
I was just too fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, something interesting in my week. You know the game Unstable Unicorns?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Dude, the creators of Unstable Unicorns. Unstable Unicorns is my favorite card / board game. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. They made a brand new game, and it's so fucking sick. It's called Here to Slay, and it pretty mm-hmm. much has like his entire universe of characters that he's made, because he's made other board games too, like Unstable Unicorns. Fuck, what's that? Do you remember what that Dare game is called that we played at the cabin?
Oh yeah, it had
Daring Contest. Daring Contest. Unstable Unicorns, Daring Contest, Llamas Unleashed. He's made a bunch of cool card games, but he's making a new one called Here to Slay, and it has like characters that he's drawn from all those card games, and he put them all into one. And pretty much what it is, it's a RPG card game, and you pretty much it's kind of like Unstable Unicorns, where you could fuck each other, like not like fuck each other, but like.
Fuck each other up, like beat other characters.
No, so the main goal is to defeat the main monster, but there's five others of you trying to defeat the same monster, and whoever defeats them, like if you defeat three big monsters, you win the game. Or if you get a full squad of heroes, you win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, there's a counter card to everything. So if I want to put down a monster or a hero, someone else could step in and be like, "No, actually, my spell is not going to let you do that." Like I'm pretty much like fucking your. It's kind of like a battle royale. You know, it starts off with 100 people and it ends up just being one winner.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything can happen throughout that whole match. So, like I said, if I want to put down a hero, someone else's hero could be like, "Nah, I'm not going to let you do that because my card lets me do this and stuff." Or say like the dragon is going to hurt somebody, like I could step in and save them if I wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like it's just a big like fuck you and fuck you and fuck you. Or be like, "You know what? I'll help you out right here. I'll help you out," and then they can return the favor. But
sure.
Yeah, dude, it looks so like there's still little details to be come out, but yeah, the Kickstarter went live 2 days ago. And like once it went live, I was like, I didn't even watch a video or know the information on it. I just really like what that guy does. So I like went all out and got like, not like, it's not that much, but it was like $100. And it comes with like a bunch of like cool, like special editions and stuff. But I'm really hyped for it.
Yeah, pretty much like a pre-order, right?
Yeah, it's a pre-order. It's to get the game funded and get it started. The game got funded. All he needed was $10,000 to get the game funded. And he made that in like 11 minutes.
Fuck,
so right now, I checked today because he's been updating us. And so it's been 2 days. And you know how much he's made already?
70, 50?
From donations?
50,000, 70,000?
No. Go more.
100,000.
More.
Fuck out of here. More. Really?
More.
250.
More.
500.
A little bit more.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, about $575,000.
And it only cost him like 10,000.
Just to make the base game. Just only for cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's had other games funded too, right? That way?
Yeah.
And in those cases, like the people that like overfunded him, like, you know, it's pretty much like profit, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, most of his, I assume most of it's profit, but he's upgraded like he sets goals. Like, so say if it reached like 100,000, he would add like new characters or expansion packs or new play mats, whatever. So right now he's at 500,000 and he's like, he's upgraded a lot of things. Like he's added like 2 expansion packs, like 4 new characters, like a bunch of new play mats. And like he's upgraded the material that they use for the box. Like it's magnetized now instead of just like a regular card sleeve. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so he's putting all the extra money that he's getting back into the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, I'm so hyped for that game. But the thing that sucks is that it comes out in September, obviously, because he has to make production and stuff.
Yeah. Damn. September. That's what, like 8 months from now? Well, like 7.5 months from now. That's crazy, dude. You know?
Yeah, hell yeah. And just like he's got like probably like 2 more weeks, like 18 more days until he like stops earning money from it. Like he set a goal for himself, like, all right, 20 days, whatever money I get is whatever I'm gonna put back in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for sure. Already at 500,000, that's like what? He fucking made 500 times more his profit.
Yeah, yeah, it's going all in his pocket, you know. Who knows? I got it, but who knows, you know.
Yeah, that's probably sweet. Probably the most interesting thing this week.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I can tell you're excited about that new game.
Yeah, hell, you know, yeah, dude. You know how much I love Unstable Unicorns.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool, dude. Hopefully it gets they put it in production and yeah, everything goes well. So we can play it, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Most definitely. What was I gonna say? Another thing that I've been doing this week, I've been looking into the lake trip and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
dude,
mm-hmm.
From a big difference from us like going to the cabin like in Arnold, I was looking at some lake stuff for Lake Tahoe, and there's such a big difference. Like I looked up like, because originally like I was just like I like guessing we would hang out the first week of July, and I put the cabin rental for like 4 nights.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they were so fucking expensive. They were like about like $2,100 for like like just like a regular cabin like we had at the whatchamacallit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like twenty one
And
hundred
like,
bucks. And then I switched it over until the last week of July. You know how much it is?
like 500?
It's like 1,100.
Hmm.
But like still like that drops like a grand, so I was like, that's pretty cool. But then like I think about it and I'm like, fuck, like it's pretty like it is expensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be suggesting expensive things to go out and go do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like not everyone like has like enough to do things, you know what I mean? I always think
Yeah.
back at that. Have you don't watch Friends, huh?
No, not really.
Well, there's like this episode of Friends where like there are some people that make good money in the group, but the other group doesn't make that much good money, and they would always want to go out and go do expensive things, and they felt like, yeah, what they assume like we make as good money as them, you know what I mean? So, not that like I think you guys are like that, but that just pops in my head like I don't want to suggest expensive things if
Yeah.
someone can't afford it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
That's
then
true.
like I don't want to like put someone in a position where they're not gonna have any money at all, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's you gotta talk to us, you know. Talk to
Yeah.
people, you know.
I mean, I already said that in the group chat, but no one
Yeah.
like not that no one said anything, but no one was like rejecting the idea of doing that stuff.
I
And
know.
another thing that I saw that would be cheaper, I saw for plane tickets for Hawaii, if we buy them like before February ends, to go out to Hawaii like for a week for the middle of July. Guess how much for a ticket? Round trip to get there and come back. Guess how much?
700.
Dude, you were so fucking close. $650.
That's a steal. That's pretty good.
I would like to do, but then again, like I think about it, like that's just the plane ticket. Where are we gonna stay at? Like, you know, how much is that gonna cost?
Well, I mean, you can rent out a hotel, like a hotel room, like for like a week, you know. We can just all like split it there from there, you know.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows, you know. Yeah,
Yeah,
that
but
is.
that's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say anything 'cause like I said, I don't want to make that not like that money decision wise, but that money suggestion wise, you know what I mean? But like you said, I just got to talk to you guys, but that's what I just been doing like on my like lunch breaks, like all right, where are we gonna go? I feel like a fucking a party planner. Like, what are we gonna do this summer? You know what I mean? But like,
Definitely.
I would like to get a general idea of where we're gonna go or what we're gonna do because I know summer is gonna come by fucking quick.
True.
Like, January is already almost over as we're recording this, the 23rd.
Yeah, it's gonna be February. Damn. Valentine's Day. No Valentine. Nah.
But yeah, that's all I've been doing this week. Been working out too, getting
Oh
some.
shit, that's good, dude. Shit. Trying to
Yeah,
see
dude.
some gains. No.
Yeah, dude, I've been working out a lot. But yeah,
That's
nothing.
good.
Not like a
Sure.
lot, but like way more than I did last year.
Yeah.
But.
Gotta bring back the old Carlos, you know?
There is no old Carlos. It's just my scrawny ass forever. You get what you see.
True. Sure.
But nonetheless, I mean, we could hop straight into the podcast. Have you seen it? Oh, I seen Bad Boys.
Oh yeah, I saw it on your story. You did mention in group chat. How was it?
Dude, it was so good. If you have not seen Bad Boys, I suggest you go watch it.
For sure.
Did I watch it with my ride or die with Nate? Fuck, dude. That shit was so hype. Because I had originally bought four tickets because I was like, all right, maybe one of the people from the group would want to go. And then no one replied. So then I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll just get my refund on my two tickets.
Fuck, and that same night, I went with my friend Cambria to go bowl, and you know we had plans to hang out after, but we want to go like we instead of like going to the movies with you, which I completely forgot, we want to go get coffee and like some bread and stuff like that. But honestly,
Wait,
like
where'd you go?
we went to Bolero and Rancho.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you guys went to like 6ix9ine or something. There's like
No,
a,
no, no.
there's like a, fuck, it's not 6ix9ine, like 69, but it's like, it's something right there off of Indian Hill, but they got like coffee, boba, and sweet bread. there that you could eat with it. It was pretty good. Alex took me there, but sorry, go on. You guys went to Rancho?
Yeah, the one in Rancho, and then and yeah, like I completely you did tell me that you're gonna go watch Bad Boys, and I would have just suggested it to my friend, like, hey, you know, like let's go watch Bad Boys, and then yeah, but I completely forgot until like I saw your comment on the group chat saying like, oh, Bad Boys was sick. Mm. I was like, fuck, I forgot that Carlos wouldn't go watch it. yeah, like I mean, I heard pretty good reviews about it, and it's doing really well and. In the box office, you know, that's pretty good for like when was the last time the last movie came out?
I don't even know.
2003, right? So that's like 17 years ago. That's pretty good, you know, for a film that hasn't had a, you know, a sequel to be performing so well in the box office. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I really liked it. I'd go see it again.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I want to rewatch the first two now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, movie-wise, I haven't seen any other movies besides Bad Boys. I'm missing out on a lot. I want to see Knives Out, 1917.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. There's some A24 movies that I still got to watch too, but they're not in theaters anymore.
Mm.
But nonetheless, I can't think of anything else. That's a good segue for movie news that we were talking about. Did you watch the playlist?
Yeah, yes, I did. Of course.
Okay. We got that new Vin Diesel movie called Bloodshot. It's a comic. I have the first issue, but like I got it in a random box, but I didn't read it and I don't know anything about this character, but the movie looks pretty tight. What do you think?
Like the effects. I'm digging the CGI. It looks really cool.
What about the plot? Pretty much, let me explain it. Sorry. Pretty like much Bloodshot Deadpool, right? Sorry, go.
Like a Deadpool copycat. No, I'm kidding. These are like similarities, that's for sure.
Yeah. So pretty much Bloodshot is the main character is Vin Diesel, and he was, I don't know, like it seemed like he was, I seen the movie trailer in the movies, and it was completely different from the public trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's a second trailer you could catch out there, but mm-hmm. Bloodshot is Vin Diesel. They capture him like a terrorist thing. They capture mm-hmm. him and his wife, and they kill his wife in front of him. And they knock him out, and I guess like this science company, they do some experiments on him, and they bring him back to life. And he remembers that they killed his wife, and he goes out and tries to find him and kills him. And as soon as he kills him, he gets shocked by the scientist company, and he has to start that all over. And the scientists are putting different memories in his head, and he keeps killing people for the science company.
That's fucking crazy. It's like. Like Nemesis, you know, from Resident Evil, you know?
He does the same thing? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Program, yeah.
So pretty much in the trailer, like, he catches on, and then it shows, like, the plot. Like, he has to... It kind of, like... You know what? Now that saying this out loud, they pretty much spoiled the fucking movie in the trailer. Unless there's some big plot twist.
As with all movie trailers that come out these past couple years, like, if you ever notice, like, they'll, like, spoil the plot, you know, by showing, like, so much, like, so many scenes, like, that are considered, like, spoiler alert, you know?
Yeah, especially, like, the Spider-Man Homecoming movie, when, so they showed a teaser of Spider-Man holding the boat, and then they ended the trailer. And then in the second trailer, I think, they show Spider-Man holding the boat, and they show Iron Man saving the boat. It was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
I would have wanted to watch that in the movie. You know?
Yeah. That's why I very rarely like watch trailers like that. I'll skip through it just because I know they'll spoil it. Like for example the Doom trailer, like I kind of skipped parts of it because I didn't want to see like the enemies, you know, the variety of enemies they're gonna have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I was like skipping through it, you know, but yeah, like that sucks, you know, nowadays they tend to show off like a lot of spoilers.
Yeah, they show off more than they really need to.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much. Fuck. If I spoiled Bloodshot, I'm sorry. But pretty much, I'm gonna go watch Bloodshot. That looks pretty awesome. Is that are you gonna watch that in theaters or are you gonna wait for that?
DVD, direct Vin Diesel.
Okay. What was another movie? Guns Akimbo looks really cool with Daniel Radcliffe, you know, Harry Potter.
Yeah, that one looks really good. That one actually caught my interest. So he's like forced to like kill other people, like he's in a game, or
yeah, it's like so pretty much if you Guns Akimbo has Daniel Radcliffe, main character. There's this guy, I guess he captures you and he throws you into this death match with somebody, and you don't know where they are. Like they don't put you in the same room together. You pretty much have to find each other, and whoever kills each other first wins, and you get to live. And they let somebody go. I guess for Daniel Radcliffe, they take his girlfriend, and if he doesn't win, then they're gonna kill her. And his opponent, same thing for her. Something happened. I forgot what the fuck happened to her, but pretty much it's a 1v1, but it's open world. And from what the trailer shows, I assume if you get picked, you can't hurt anyone else besides people in the game. Like it showed like Daniel Radcliffe in an office, and she was shooting at him with like her gun, obviously her gun, and the bullets looked like they didn't even phase that other person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah, it was really fucking, it's really interesting, but that's the plot. But what did you think of the trailer?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's really weird, seeing Daniel Radcliffe in that role, but I've never really watched Harry Potter, but I grew up, seeing the billboard posters, like in the streets and stuff like that, friends talking about it. But that's really weird, seeing him, from Harry Potter to this. But I'm sure he's had like other films that where he's like crazy or like violent, I don't know.
Dude.
But
Sorry, go finish.
No, keep going, give me. Yeah, tell me.
I was gonna say, there's this one movie, I think it's directed by A24, and it has Daniel Radcliffe in it. And I started watching it, and I could not even get past like the first like 30 minutes, dude. I was just so fucking over it. I
Why?
forgot what it's called, but he's in it with some redhead guy. Fuck. I forgot, but I think A24 directed it, and Daniel Radcliffe, like, I guess, like, he was in the ocean. He was stranded in the ocean with some other guy, and the other guy was trying to get him to shore. And Daniel Radcliffe, like, I guess he drowned, so he was just floating. And then out of nowhere, like he chucks up water out of his ass, and then he starts farting. And then the guy was like, "What the heck? Like, why is his fart so strong?" And then Daniel Radcliffe just keeps farting, and he just gets on Daniel Radcliffe and rides him like a boat to shore because of his farts.
The fuck? Is that a comedy film?
I don't know. I didn't finish watching it because I was like, I can't fucking do this. Like, is this for real? Like, I thought it was just maybe like a little scene and stuff. Like, oh, haha. But no, it kept going, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, they finally get to shore, and then like he's talking to Daniel Radcliffe and stuff, and then Daniel Radcliffe would like fart after every question, like he would ask him. Or like he'll be carrying him to like somewhere else to the island, and then Daniel Radcliffe just farting the entire time, and I'm like, dude, I can't do this, and I just turned it off.
Like, fuck that shit.
It was funny for the first 5 minutes, but after that, I was like, all right, I can't do this. I'm not that stupid. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that movie. I mean, I'll probably go back and watch that movie, but yeah, that's another movie I saw with Daniel Radcliffe.
For
I think he's
sure.
in another movie with Adam Driver, but I don't remember anything from that movie at all. I just know it was like a love story, but that one was pretty cool. I like that one. But yeah, Guns Akimbo looks really good. Are you
It
gonna go see
does, it
that
does.
movie theater?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Or Daniel Video Direct Video Daniel.
No, theater, yeah. I just
Right.
love the fact that, like they're forcing him, he has like what, like guns like stuck to his hand, like they fucking nailed to his hand.
Yeah.
You notice that, right? So like, he's forced to like shoot someone, kill, That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I like movies like that when like Saw and stuff like that.
Like there's no other option but to do
Yeah,
that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Seems interesting to me.
Yeah, Guns Akimbo. That movie, that gun. That movie looks really cool. I'm gonna go watch that day in the movie theater. At least I'm gonna try. Excuse me. What else? We got a second trailer for Black Widow. What did you think?
I watched it after watching, Wonder Woman. I don't know about this trailer. No, I'm kidding. But it looks good. I know like Black Widow is like a B character in the Marvel films. I don't know in the comics, but like she wasn't, to me, like she wasn't as big as she's supposed to be, I don't know. But it looks good though. Like it looks like Marvel's like taking it more seriously, like with the action, like hand-to-hand combat. You know, it's not, there's no like, there's not that many Superman powers like in the trailer. It's just mostly like hand-to-hand combat with shooting and stuff like that. So yeah, I like it. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks more interesting than the first trailer. I gotta say that.
Yeah.
Taskmaster looks pretty dope. As much information I know of Taskmaster is from the Spider-Man game. And I didn't even do much of his missions either way. So I don't know anything about him. I'm pretty much going in blind as hell. I just know he's the villain, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really interesting. I can't say much because I don't really... Like, for something like this, like we're talking about trailers, that they spoil pretty much anything. For me, like, for stuff that I don't care, I'll watch, like, the trailers and stuff. But something I care about and I know I'm alike, I just either watch the first trailer or I just don't watch anything at all. And I just wait for the release and go in. You know? Or if someone says something's good, I'll be like, all right, hold off everything. I want to go in blind. I like going in blind as much as I could because, it's such a great experience.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You don't want any spoilers and stuff like that, you know?
What's one thing that you did going in blind that's your most favorite?
A movie or a game that I...
Anything. Like anything in life. Like going somewhere you didn't know anything about. Like, obviously, Monsterpalooza speaks for itself. But say you didn't know anything about, like, monsters or anything. And you went to Monsterpalooza. Like, someone invited you and you're like, yeah, I'll go. Whatever that is.
I know there's a couple... But it's so hard to remember because, you know, obviously, like, you know.
Like, just tell a story.
Of anything? Like, of something.
Like, something blind.
Shit, like. I know it was a movie. Parasite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I legit thought it was going to be, like, a comedy film. No, wait. Was it Parasite?
You mean Human Centipede?
No, it was Parasite. When it came out in November or in October. I mentioned in the group chat too, like, I was like, damn, like, I didn't expect it to end up like this way. Yeah, that movie is just crazy, dude. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on until until the very end. I was like, damn, this movie's really fucking good, you know?
I came in blind.
My friend, she told me about it and because she had watched it. She gets hookups at her local theater. She works at the Claremont Village. So like that theater they have there, like she has a friend there, and obviously like she had already seen the Parasite film, and I went to go watch it with her, and she didn't tell me anything. Like I asked, like, oh, what is it about? She's like, you'll see. And then I was like, what the fuck, this movie's fucking crazy, dude. I think that's the only recent memory I have of me like coming in blind to see a film. I think I mentioned in group chat, I was like, damn, like, I didn't know what I was expecting, but it was a really good fucking film. Really good. I mean, that's all I can say, you know? I can talk about, like, the details, like, a little bit of the plot, but I mean, like...
Nah, I don't want to know.
Yeah. You haven't seen it, huh?
No, I'm a buy it. It comes out in a couple of days.
Yeah, so dude, it's a really good fucking movie. Yeah, it's a really good movie.
That's all your stories?
Yeah, there's a couple, dude, but I just can't think of it right now. I can't remember.
All right. I got you. I got like three. All right. Pretty much, if you guys have any blind stories, I would love to hear them in the Discord or in the comments, whatever. But for movies, I remember me and my dad were working at this one job, and they literally made us stay like 24 hours, dude, just watching temperature on the tool. And we stood for like 19 hours and we're like, all right, fuck this. Let's go to the movies. Like, no one's even here. And then we're like, all right, let's go. And then we go to the movies. And I told him, I was like, let's watch this movie called Game Night. And he was like, what's it about? And I was like, I don't know. Because I really didn't know. I just heard a lot of good things. Like, they say that it's their favorite movie. And I was like, oh, damn, that looks cool. But they didn't explain anything. They just said, going blind if you could. Don't watch a trailer. Don't do anything. And I think that was my first experience doing that. So me and my dad went in watching Game Night. Fuck, dude. That shit is so funny. And did you watch it all? Or did you fall asleep when we were at the cabin? Because I played at the cabin.
Game Night. Oh, yeah. I fell asleep, dude. I went to the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, like, you did.
I was pretty tired, dude. And I fell asleep quick as hell. As soon as you guys were like, 15 minutes into the film, I just knocked out.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Game Night, it's pretty much like there's this group of friends. They like to play board games, and then one of the friend's brother, like, he's the best at everything, and he's always like up on top, and he doesn't like his he loves his brother as a brother, but he hates it that he's always on top of everything. And he wants to host Game Night at his house one time, but they always host it at the little brother's house because that's all of his homies. And it's tradition to do it there, and he wants to step in and take tradition away and stuff. And he wants to have like a really specific game night where I guess like a role playing where someone comes to the door, you gotta be like, you gotta solve a mystery case and stuff, but everything goes wrong. Like, there's a bunch of good twists and turns in that movie. But if you haven't seen Game Night's really fucking awesome. That was probably my favorite movie that year. No joke.
It came out last year, huh?
No, it came out a couple years ago. It's been like 3 years, 2 years. Mm. For sure. But yeah, really good. I can't name the actors, but fuck, yeah, I love Game Night. Another thing that I went in blind as fuck was this anime called Hunter x Hunter. Fuck, dude. If I could rewatch Hunter x Hunter, like, all by itself, like, if I could erase my memory and watch it again, I would do that. Because, fuck, that was such a great experience. And my brother's been, my brother was the first one, like, hey, Junior, you gotta watch Hunter x Hunter, it's so good. And I was like, nah, dude, it's Naruto for life, all right? Yeah, Naruto or nothing, all right? But
give me a quick summary of Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter is pretty much there's this little kid. Mm-hmm. You know how like when your dad leaves you, like you resent him and stuff, like he's like, all right, fuck that guy, like my dad leaves me, like I don't care about him. Well, well, his dad, he left him to go be a hunter, and he didn't think of that as like, oh damn, like I hate you, dad, like why'd you leave me? He was more like, damn, my dad left me to be a hunter. Dang, I want to go see what's so great about being a hunter. And then he fucking follows his dad's footsteps. He's like, if my dad left me to be this, then it must be amazing. So he pretty much dedicates his life to being a hunter. And when you're a hunter, you pretty much like, you could take up, what do you call it? You're not a hitman, but there's like missions to kill like beasts or animals. You hunt them. Or someone could give you a job to kill somebody and you could take it up. You're pretty much earning money as a hunter being that job.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to have like certain skills, like you have to have good tracking. Basically like elements of being a hunter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tracking, killing, just following, you know what I mean? Kind of like an assassin. So pretty much when he becomes like his step is to find his dad. That's his goal in life, is to finding his dad. And like showing him that he became a hunter too. So pretty much that's the plot of the story. The little kid wants to find his dad because his dad left him to do something, and he follows his dad's footsteps. And throughout the story, he meets like his dad's friends and stuff, and it's so fucking sick. And they're like, I can tell you where your dad is. And then he's like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna find him on my own.
That's funny. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. Yeah, dude. When I went in blind, I had a couple of homies, they're like, nah, dude, I don't think Hunter x Hunter's for you. I was like, what the? And when I was watching, I was like, how the hell is this not for me? This shit is so good. But yeah, I really liked Hunter x Hunter. And for sure. If you haven't watched it, I say watch it. It's really good. It sucks though, because it ends really good, but there's more to the story. And it doesn't go on any further than that. It ends the anime ends good, but the author or the creator, he's written more after that episode. But he hasn't animated it yet or anything, because I guess like he has really bad back problems, so he can't sit down and write the chapters or even draw it. You know what I mean? And I guess he doesn't want to give his work into somebody else's hands. Like, he wants to do it himself.
Yeah.
Dedication. Yeah, nonetheless, if you watch anime, watch Hunter x Hunter. It's really good. Or if you want to watch something else by the same creator, you could watch Yu Yu Hakusho. That's on my backlog, but I like the way that animation looks. It looks really nice. But for video games, I went in blind was Persona 5, and holy crap, that game is so awesome. It's like, you're playing like an RPG, I don't know the right genres. I got to get better at my genres in video games. But for video game wise, Persona 5 is like, you go to school and you could upgrade your stats, like your knowledge, your flirt, I guess, like your persuasion or speech. There we go, speech. Your knowledge, speech, sneak, like shit like that. You could you could upgrade your stats like that during school. So like, say you could go to them, like you could go get a job. You could upgrade your strength and stuff like that. Spend one day. Each task that you do a day spends like, I think like 2 hours, and you get a total of 6 hours in a day. Shit. So like, you got to do something during the morning, the afternoon, and then at night. And then after that, you have to go to the next day of the calendar. But the main story of the game is that people, like there's really bad people, like the first, like the first main boss. It's not that big, like it is spoilers, but the game's been out for a while, even though I don't want to know the ending because I haven't beat it yet. But the first main boss ain't that like big of a deal. I guess like the first main boss is like kind of like a perv. He's a teacher at the school, and like I guess he only talks to like cute looking girls and stuff. And I guess like he harasses them. He like coach of the volleyball team too, and like the girls volleyball team. So it's really weird. Like he gets like the cute girls to do stuff for him, or like just come to his room and stuff. And pretty much like he's a dick to like just the guys. And the main character, he befriends this one guy, and he doesn't like that teacher because he knows how shady he is. And I guess like the main character gets an app. And I guess it takes you to like another world. So pretty much when you go into that other world, you're going into that teacher's world. And he's like king of the school and stuff. Like he's all naked. He has a bunch. He has like the girls that he harasses like as slaves. And you pretty much try to free him. But it's like puzzles. Like it's a turn-based game. So when you run into an enemy, you do a turn-based system, like attacking them, defending yourself and stuff. But pretty much when you beat him, you break his motivation, I guess. You break his motivation, and when you do that, like he comes out and confesses and says that he's been doing this and doing all the bad things on purpose and getting everyone else like free out of their chains, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're
breaking a bad person is what you're doing. But in the game, they call it steal your heart. But yeah, nonetheless, I went into that game blind as fuck. It's like probably like 150 hours long. Shit. And I put in like 90 hours. So I really let myself go. But yeah, dude, that game is really dope. Like during the day when you upgrade your stats, when you go to school in the morning, you get you get to do anything. Like you go to math class and learn like, get your knowledge up within and something in your stats, or you could go to the library and you get to choose which stats you want to do because there's different books there, like your knowledge or your speech or you know what I mean. During the day, like once you get out of school, you could go you could either go to work and earn some money, or you could play video games and the video games help you with your stats too. It's really dope. I really like it.
So it's like an actual like a video game character's life, right? Like
yeah,
like our lives, but you're playing in video game form.
Yeah. So like I said, you can only do three things within your day. So like morning, you're at school all the time. Well, you get summer break and stuff, so you would like get out of school and go do something else in the morning. But there's a time limit, like a day limit, that you have to beat that boss. So say right now today's January 23rd, right? You have to beat the boss by February 1st.
Oh shit.
So you're basically preparing. You could either level up, like go through like these dungeons, like endless dungeons, and fight enemies and level up, or you could spend your time upgrading your statistics and stuff. It's really dope. I like that game, Persona 5.
Shit. I got to check it out. Yeah. Cuz I've heard of it. You know, I think it's like a PlayStation exclusive, right?
Yeah, it's a PlayStation exclusive, and they have some Nintendo games though.
For sure. Yeah, I've heard about it. And from the stuff that you're telling me, that shit sounds like a really good game.
Yeah, dude, it's really awesome. If you guys want, it's called Persona 5. It's the fifth Persona game, but you don't have to play anything previous to it because it's a brand new set of characters. There's some Easter eggs from Persona 1 through 4, I think, in it, but it's nothing major. It's nothing story breaking or anything. But yeah, they're coming out with a new game in I think March or February or May. Called Persona 5 Royale, but nonetheless, yeah. But that's a game I went in blind and I really enjoyed it.
This is so, dude. It does sound like a good game, you know, I'll say.
Yeah, hell yeah. But nonetheless, we went from movie news to a good transition to video game news.
Mm-hmm.
We have some, we had a couple of video game trailers. Let me play.
Of course. PlayStation's not going to be at E3 2020.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that on the podcast. What do you think? Sony's not going to be at E3 for the second year in a row. We could recap on it.
I'm fucking mad.
Yeah, you think?
I think that's like the perfect opportunity to talk about the PlayStation 5. But I mean, I've heard there's like leaks, rumors that they're going to announce it in February. Yeah. As they always do, when they announced the PS4. In February of 2014. So that was exactly, what, 6 years ago? Mm-hmm. Almost 6 years ago. So they're going to do the same thing. They always do that, like, in February. But yeah, like, it kind of sucks. You know, I'm sad that they're not going to be at E3.
Yeah.
You know, I would have probably gone to E3. If
just for Sony?
Yeah. Just to try out the games, the demos that they have there. Mm. Yeah, just, that sucks.
Yeah. Fuck, it sucks because E3 was or is like a huge like video game thing, you know what I mean? Like for new trailers, new announcements, new everything, new news, you know what I mean? It's them showing off their product and to get more people to buy into like their company, you know what I mean? Like donators or anything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like basically they're there to say like, and we're, and like other people, what do you call them? Like consumers or like other companies. Like big heads, you know what I mean?
Investors?
Yeah, investors. There we go. Yeah. Like investors go there like, oh, why should I invest my money into your company? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they show off like, well, we got this, that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then now it kind of seems like E3 is just like, when they went public, it seems like, fuck, like all these people don't have enough time in their day to do anything there. You sit in line for like 3 hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sit in line for 3 hours for one demo that's only 15 minutes. Like, fuck. It kind of feels like going to Disneyland on a packed day and you only get on 3 rides out of the 8 hours you're there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. I would not. I thought about going these past couple of years since it's been public because it was like, dang, it'd be so cool to go. But fuck, like, that's the only thing that's holding me back. Do I really want to sit in line for like 2 hours, 3 hours just to play 5 minutes of a game demo that I know that's coming out?
Yeah. I mean, once in your life, you know, wouldn't hurt, you know, going to E3.
Yeah. Hell yeah. 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 Yeah.
Obviously, I don't think it's going to be this year because Sony's not going to be there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind going for at least once, you know?
Yeah. And there,
call it quits, you know? Just you watch know, it live stream, you know?
You know where I do want to go? I want to go to CES.
Yeah, the one in Las Vegas?
Yeah, dude, that'll be so sick to go.
I know. I've seen, like, that's pretty much, like, where they have all the tech stuff, you know, tablets, you know, like, consoles and stuff like that. Like, just a lot of shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something I would love to go. That's somewhere I would love to go. To Las Vegas, though.
But, yeah, Sony not being at E3 is, to me, I don't find it a surprise. From what every, like, other podcast I listen to, they say E3 is really expensive to rent or to even get yourself into, like, company-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess they charge you for everything. Like, you can't bring in your own ladder. Like, they have ladders in there, but you have to rent them. And you can't bring your own.
That's fucking dumb.
Chairs, you can't bring your own. You have to rent them.
Hmm.
Like, it's really expensive to do anything in there. So that's why I assume Sony's saving money. I don't think they're being greedy or cocky. But then again, they could be cocky as fuck right now since they're in the game.
Yeah,
Like, look where the PS3 got them when they launched, you know?
Yeah. The PS3 humbled them, you know? Nah. after the success of the PS2, you know, they got too carried away with the price of the PS3. And then, for a couple years, that humbled them. But now look, they're getting cocky now. Nah.
Cocky.
No, they're not. I don't think they are, but I just hope the PS5 is like reasonably, you know, priced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
$5 is okay. I'm good with $5.
Do you think Sony not being at E3 is gonna like do any damage to them for PlayStation 5?
Fuck no. Dude, come on. You got social media, dude. You got Twitter talking about PS5, you know? Once they unveil it in February, which I hope is true, you know, which
We'll
future it is.
see.
But yeah, like people are gonna be talking about it. They don't have, like they don't even have to have they don't have to do an E3, you know. They have social media to like promote it, you know, just like that chicken sandwich from Popeyes, where Popeyes, you know, saved a shit ton of money because social media was like promoting it. It's pretty much gonna be like that, you know, with the PS5.
Yeah, true. I could. Yeah, that makes a fuck ton of sense. And that chicken sandwich is trash, anyways. By the way, if any of you
I
guys
haven't tried
listening
it
likes
yet.
it, you guys are disgusting.
I've heard it's good though, dude. I haven't tried it yet. I've yet to try it.
I personally don't like it, but hey, to each their own. You know what I mean? But yeah, PlayStation 5 not being at E3, I don't think it'll hurt them, but it is sad to not see them there. But it's understandable as fuck. You know what I mean?
True.
I think E3 is really dying down.
Maybe. I don't think so, you know.
We'll see. We'll see how this year ends. But yeah, Sony not being at E3, PlayStation 5's coming up, but we will see. What was I gonna say? Before basically main topic will probably be the delays, but we talked about it a little bit, but we'll get more into it later. I wanted to skip to they had a new Dawn of Fear trailer for PlayStation 4. What did you
Oh
think about
yeah.
that?
Dude, it's pretty much like the old school Resident Evil games, you know?
Dude, it looks weird. It looks like when I saw it, it's like, fuck, it looks like a PS2 game, a PS2 Resident Evil game.
Like I guess it's just like a homage or like what's it called? Like a like they're not copying like the style of well, they practically are copying like the style of the old Resident Evil games, but I think they're just paying homage to like to the old horror games that it was like back in PS1 game PS1 days.
Yeah, it
You
looks,
know, like Dino Crisis and Resident Evil, like that's how it was, you know, fixed camera angles with monsters or like zombies, like stuff like that. And yeah, like in the trailer, like there's like zombies too, you know, like or I don't know what they are. I'm pretty sure they're zombies, but like they're like trying to attack you and stuff like that. And it like it reminds me so much of Resident Evil, you know, Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3, you know, the PS1 games. But yeah, like yeah, I like it. I gave it a like on YouTube. That's how you know that caught my interest. I very rarely like videos on YouTube, but when I do, and that's because I really do like them, you know, I enjoyed watching them, you know.
Yeah, the trailer didn't show plot, but it really did catch my interest. I like the way the puzzles are. Like, fuck, those puzzles really gave me Resident Evil 4 vibes. And yeah, just the graphics, like, I can't say they look amazing because they don't. But they don't look bad. It, like I said, it looks like you're just playing a PS2 game on the PS4. And it doesn't look like it's published by anything big. It just looks like it was like
An indie
homemade.
game, yeah, it's an indie game, you can tell.
Yeah, but
Independent studio,
yeah, I can't really say much on it, but it does have my interest and I want to see at least a story trailer like of what's going on, you know what I mean?
yeah,
It
same here.
looks really interesting. What about nonetheless, we got a new trailer from Ninja Theory called Project Mara.
Like when I first saw the trailer, I was thinking like, oh, is that next gen graphics? Because it didn't look like it was like you know pre-rendered CGI where the game models aren't real time. But to me, that looked like it was real time, you know, running on like you know like on PC hardware that's similar to next gen consoles. You know what I mean? But it looks like it's a horror game, right? To me, it looked like a horror game. Like a psychological like horror game. Yeah, like looking at the trailer, I was thinking like, oh shit, is this like next gen graphics? 'Cause it looks like it's rendered in real time.
Yeah, it's more it's a teaser trailer, but it is gonna be a horror game. But fuck, that look it looks really interesting from what we saw. And like when I saw like that thing creep up from behind her in the end of the video, I was like, fuck, Mike is gonna love this shit.
Oh
Yeah, hell yeah. Freaking I assume they're gonna show maybe if PlayStation 5 like drops news in February, they'll show a full trailer or assume a full trailer at E3.
Yeah, most likely E3.
I hope they wait out till E3 and then they say like it's coming out September because E3 is like what in June?
Yeah, that's what like
you know what I mean? 5 months from now? Like yeah. Wait for the full trailer at E3 and then give us a release date for 2020 still.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, even if not, maybe if it's still in development, hey, I'll be hyped for this game. This game looks really interesting.
Yeah, it does. Anything that's horror based, you know, it already has my interest.
Oh hell yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Project Mara looks really cool. Mm-hmm. After that, we got Earth Knight. What did you think of that?
It's like 2D, right? Like a little bit of 3D, but mostly like 2D, like old school, like
yeah, it's 2D. A side scroller platformer. Like the only thing I can compare it to is like it's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, there's no complaining in that because like the old Sonic games are really fucking good, and this one just looks like more of a like an advanced version of it. You know, mm-hmm. Modern version.
Yeah, pretty much Earth Knight. I assume you're a character falling from the sky and mm-hmm. you're trying to get to Earth, but there's a bunch of dragons that are in your way and you land on a dragon and you're basically side-scrolling. You're going from left to right and you're trying to get to the tip of the dragon's head and I guess you guide the dragon straight down more into Earth. But every time you fail, I guess you collect coins or you collect something so you're able to upgrade your person's abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what those abilities are, but that released a couple of days ago. It's on PlayStation, Switch, PC, maybe Xbox. I'm not sure about PC and Xbox, but I know it's on PlayStation and Switch. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, that looks really interesting. When I was watching the trailer again, because at first I was like, eh, I'm not feeling this. This doesn't look all that cool. But then I seen the way the dragons are. I'm like, fuck, these dragons look so dope. And I never really like paid attention to more of a side scroller game, but goddamn, this game really caught my interest, and I'm definitely gonna get it on Switch.
Yeah, the visuals and the destruction it has too, you know, mm-hmm. like there's so much on screen. Like yeah, I'm watching it right now. Yeah, and then like there's so much on the screen, you know, while you're playing, which mm-hmm. is pretty good, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't look simple and boring. It looks actually have to be paying attention to it. Like for side scrollers, like when you think of side scroller, you think like Mario or Sonic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least with Sonic, like. It's fast paced and stuff, but with Mario, like there's enemies, you jump on the turtle, carry the shell, throw it at the Goomba, blah, blah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you're platforming in Sonic, in Mario also. But in this one, there's a little, not like little platforming, but more of obstacles in your way you're dodging and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really interesting. Yeah, I'm definitely going to cop.
For sure, dude.
But other than that, I guess we could get on to our basically major news. Mm-hmm. From we had a lot of delays from the beginning of this year, dude. Could you believe that?
And more to come, for sure. More to come.
Yeah, most definitely. Hell yeah. I was gonna say, pretty much where I got my delay list is from Screen Rant. So you probably catch this on Screen Rant's website. But yeah, pretty much delays that are coming. Fuck, it says. Pretty much Last of Us Part 2, but that was already delayed since last year, but I'm trying to look for the week of delays. Final Fantasy VII and Marvel's Avengers got delayed in the same day, I think.
Shit. That's how it was back in 2014. I don't know if you remember, I think I mentioned in the other podcast, but you know, when the PS4 and Xbox One came out, a lot, both consoles had like delayed games, you know, and delayed exclusives too. So it's like, you know, giving me like some flashbacks of 2013 and 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I guess that's how it is when new consoles are out. The developers have to like optimize the game for like the new consoles. You know, that's just my theory. I could be hella wrong, but. That's how it was when the PS4 and Xbox One came out. A lot of games were delayed, and to the point where people were calling the PlayStation Delay Station because all the all of the exclusives were getting delayed. So that's what it seems this year. It's kind of it's like a throwback, you know?
Yeah, we got Final Fantasy VII delayed from. It was supposed to come out March 3rd, but now it's coming out on April 10th, and I think before. Cyberpunk was coming out on April 20th, but we got other news, but yeah, Final Fantasy VII got delayed. I was really, fuck, Like, I really want to play that game, but I'm kind of hyped it got pushed back a little more, so now I could clear up some backlog. Most definitely.
Yeah, now
And
you, yeah, and Resident Evil, I'm sorry. Resident Evil 3 comes out in April, so you don't have
yeah,
to worry
April
about
3rd, hell yeah.
Cyberpunk.
But now I do gotta worry about it. I got 7 days to beat. Well, then again, Resident Evil 3 should be short.
Maybe, probably.
I think it'll be as long as Resident Evil 2. But then again, I still haven't beat Claire's part, so I gotta go
Oh,
back
you
to that.
fucked up.
Really?
You're supposed to play Claire's too, dude. And
Really?
yeah, it doubles the length of the game.
Fuck
Like, what
me.
was your hour? My bad. Like, this is off topic, but like, what was your score? Like, your hour? Like, how long did it take for you to finish Leon's story? Do you still remember?
I think 11.
Oh, I mean, it's like double of that. You know, like you'll probably get
So
like
probably
another.
another 11.
Yeah, another 11 or like 9, 8.
Okay. Yeah, even if I don't like explore and just focus on main story, I should get through it quicker. Yeah, but yeah, I'm hyped for Resident Evil. But yeah, Marvel's Avengers, fuck. If the delay like happens for better reasons, like to make the game better or make the game work, I'm okay with it, you know what I mean? And goddamn, hopefully they fix those fucking renders of those characters, because I think that game looks like crap.
Yeah, the character models, you mean,
They
right?
look so fucking terrible, yes.
Yeah, Hulk, you know, looks pretty decent, you know. It's
I'm more focused on like the
Iron
human
Man.
side.
Yeah, like it just looks so, it
Like when they're
doesn't
in
look
costumes and stuff, well, at least I think Captain America looks stupid in his costume, but they said there's different variations in costumes, so but like just Iron Man without the suit, like I think they look terrible. Like really fucking bad. And I'm like, fuck, this thing's coming out in March. And then they came out and said, yeah, we're fixing some stuff. I guess they're gonna change a lot of that's going on in the game. And it got pushed back till September. Yeah, I think it
I'm
got
sure,
pushed back till
yeah.
September.
I really hope they change the character models to like to
Yeah.
your respective, you know, like Marvel film actors. I don't know why they don't do that, but I'm assuming, you know, copyright stuff, you know.
I think
But
it's more of a what Square Enix has to work with. But then again, that shouldn't even matter because look at fucking Final Fantasy VII. That game looks so fucking beautiful. And then you look at Marvel's Avengers, like damn, like they either got the whole team working on Final Fantasy VII, or that they're not really fucking with Marvel's Avengers. I assume maybe that's why they delayed Final Fantasy VII. They got the whole team to fix all those tweaks. And then they're gonna get the whole team to fucking pick up and make sure Marvel's Avengers looks good and plays good. That's why they delayed both of them, you know what I mean? That's my idea. But yeah, another delay that we got, Cyberpunk 2077. Dude, I was so bummed. But like I said, it gives me time to
Finish your
might finish my backlog. You know what I mean?
yeah.
Play games that I won't be able to play, you know? So
Yeah.
Cyberpunk was supposed to come out April 16th, and now it's coming out September 17th. What did you think?
Yeah, it
Is
gives me enough
Cyberpunk a
time.
game that you're gonna play?
Is it first person or third person? First person, right?
First person.
I don't know. Honestly, like, it looks good, you know, but is it my cup of tea? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'll be playing in September, you know? I really don't know. I really don't know, dude. Like, it looks good. Like, when I play it, I'll give it a shot, you know? If they, like, release a demo and stuff like that. But it's not a game that actually, like, has my interest, you know? But that's just me, you know. It looks good, you know. I have nothing bad to say about it. It's just that like even with Red Dead Redemption 2, like I haven't even played Red Dead, you know, because I'm not really into those kind of games. Open world games, like, you know what I mean? Like maybe like Arkham games, you know, I'm into them because, you know, I love Batman, but like I don't know. With Cyberpunk, I don't know. I don't think I'd play it, you know, unless someone let me borrow it.
I'll let you borrow it, but I'm super hyped for Cyberpunk 2077. But yeah, gives me time to catch up on the backlog. But you saw the main reason why they delayed it, right?
Because they wanted to like to make sure it was like polished and stuff like that.
No, you could. It's fully playable and everything runs good. There's still like some little bugs, but they said the main reason is that the Xbox One can't handle it.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah,
Wow,
the original Xbox One, like the very first edition, I think. They said that it just won't run it or something, that it's unplayable.
Holy shit.
That you can play it on a newer Xbox, but why would you make like an Xbox consumer go out of their way and buy a new Xbox, you know? Like you should, like if you're putting out a game, it should work on every generation of console. And I guess that's Cyberpunk's motive is like, well, too bad. You know what I mean? They're more like, no, we gotta fix it. We gotta get like make it playable on this, and we don't know how long it's gonna take, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that should give them enough cushion to make it work on the Xbox, you know?
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks, but it's like, hey, you know, there's people out there that can't afford like a brand newer version of your Xbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true, dude. And that's where the money is at too, you know? Mm-hmm. They just can't release it for the new consoles, you know, because not everyone's going to buy the new consoles, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that makes sense. Kudos to them.
Yeah. But I was pretty bummed, but hey, I still get to play, you know? I mean, if nothing bad happens to me, but
yeah, dude, like I keep, you know, like what if we like, you know, die, you know, before the PlayStation 5 comes out, you know?
Not me.
Think about that.
I won't let it happen.
Let
it happen. But another delay that we got was Dying Light 2. Have you seen Dying Light?
Dynamite?
Dying Light.
Dying Light. Oh, like I've played the game before, but they're coming out with a new game?
Yeah. A while ago. It's supposed to come out spring 2020, but now it just says coming in 2020 that they don't know like a hard release date.
Ooh.
I thought that was major news. I was like, fuck. This is like 2020, the year of delays. Jesus Christ.
It is.
Fuck, imagine they delayed the new consoles.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna mention that earlier, but yeah, dude, it's a throwback to 2013, 2014. I can tell you that. But I think it's because of the new consoles. I think they're like making ports for the new consoles. That's why. That's my theory, but I mean that's how it was in the beginning of the seventh generation consoles, this generation that we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
With the PS4 and Xbox, that's how it was exactly. That very first year, they delayed so many fucking games. But that sucks, you know. It's the year of delays.
Yeah, most likely, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, bums me out. But I have a huge backlog. I gotta beat Switch wise. I gotta beat Pokemon, Luigi's Mansion, Little Nightmares. Yes, Limbo. Inside. I have so many fucking games I gotta beat.
Yeah, I know you did.
But yeah, nonetheless, I got a bunch of games I gotta beat on my PlayStation. I got a bunch of games I gotta beat on my computer. Fuck.
I know, dude.
I gotta adjust my time right. No joke. All I do when I get home from work is I just lay in bed. Well, I eat, work out, and then lay in bed, talk to the homies, and then it's time to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I should stop talking to homies and just get in my zone and just beat these games. You know what I mean?
Get off.
I want to play them, but it's like, fuck, I'd rather be playing them in my own home of comfort.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah,
pretty dude. Much the only thing that's holding me back, really, from finishing my backlog.
Honestly, like, a little tip, you know, advice. It's good to get off social media for once, you know, maybe, like, for a week or two. Believe me, you'll be able to focus on your shit, dude. Trust me on that.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, like, you let's say you deactivate your Instagram or, like, Twitter.
I'm, like, already scratching my neck like a crackhead, like, thinking, like, oh, should I do this? Oh, god damn.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, it helps you focus, you know, like when you look at something on social media, it kind of like, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it'll just like, it'll be in your head. And you're going to be like, oh fuck. Like, damn, like now I can't focus on this, you know, because I'm thinking about what I just saw of that particular person or particular event, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, dude, like, honestly, like I say, you know, if you really want to like, you know, play your games, you know, like in peace, you know, just like get off social media, you know, for like at least a week, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. I did, I forgot what movie I wanted to go see, and I deleted social media for, like, 4 days. And no joke, it felt good. I was like, I don't have nothing to do on my phone. And I was just, I was reading stuff online and stuff. Not, like social media stuff, but, like, I was, like, learning new things I was, like, genuinely interested in instead of, like, I can just be on social media. But, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
A social media cleanse is nice.
Yeah, it really helps, dude. Trust me. Like, off topic, but you know, when I worked out with Adult Swim, I deactivated my Instagram for like 6 months. You know, that very first month when I was working with Adult Swim, like I deactivated, dude, and that shit helped out so much, dude. Like it's really good, you know, honestly. Like if you're listening right now, like, and you know, you got like so much shit to do, I say, you know, it's good to get off social media, you know, for at least, you know, a couple of days, you know, and just focus on you and your work, you know. But it really helps out though.
Yeah, so, I remember freshman year, I remember I was trying to write I was doing my homework, and I noticed that I was on Facebook, and then like I was listening to music on my phone, and I was on Facebook, and I was like, all right, time to get back to my homework. And then a song, like the song will finish, and it will play a song that I didn't really want to listen to. I would skip the song, like look for a new song, and then I'll get back on Facebook, and then I'll start doing my homework again, and then it would just repeat. I was noticing I was repeating those steps, that I would choose a new song and then hop straight to Facebook instead of getting straight to my homework. And I was like, damn, Facebook is really fucking me up. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to delete the app. And I deleted it, and I never re-downloaded it or like redid anything to it until recently. But even if I did recently, I don't even touch that trash. I don't even use it. Nothing. I wonder what my last post is.
Let me check right now.
But yeah, definitely that helped. For sure, I know I probably would have got that homework assignment done if I didn't delete Facebook.
For sure.
But
We were talking about your backlog of, you know, of games that you haven't played, you know.
Yeah. What's something that you want to play but you just don't got time for?
Ah, oh, shit, dude. Like I've been playing Resident Evil 2 a lot, the remake. Just like to prepare myself for Resident Evil 3.
Play God of War.
I've been focusing on like just like my portfolio, dude. Like I'm not doing any commissions right now. I think I've saved up enough, you know, for I'm gonna go to Mexico too next month, so for like maybe 3 weeks. So I haven't been doing commissions. I've been mostly like just working on my Instagram page and portfolio.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like the only time I get to play games is at night, like maybe at 12 in the morning. Because I'm like right now, like before we did the podcast, I was working on Rick and Morty. And even after the podcast, I'm gonna keep working on it for a bit. But yeah, dude, like it's normally like the only time I play video games is at night, dude, like midnight. And it's been Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 4. I still haven't passed it on the Switch, and I've had that game on the Switch for like since like July of last summer. Yeah, dude, like yeah, just it sucks, you know. Like I have the time because like I'm at home like pretty much like 24/7. But I'm always on my computer, dude, just designing. That's what I love doing.
I feel it. At least you're doing something that's getting you.
Even when I told you I went to the gym earlier, like I set myself a goal to stay there for like no more than an hour, because I feel like if I stay there for more than an hour, I feel like I'm wasting time, you know, like I'm wasting like production, like, you know, like time that I could be doing, I could use to design, you know, at home, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like I just waste time. If I spend more than an hour at the gym, I just feel like I'm wasting time. I should be at home designing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
That's what I noticed when I've been working out. I've been like, I'll just be on my phone laying in bed, and then like before I sleep and I know I didn't work out, I'm like, fuck, yeah. I could be working like,
yeah,
not that working out is a necessity to me, but I don't want to have the reason like, okay, I do want to work out and get in and stuff, but I'm on my phone right now. Whatever, so I'll just go to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm trying to get myself to not be lazy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I've been noticing that when I was first starting, but now it's like kind of like fluent. Like I have a schedule. I eat, I rest a little bit, and then I work out, and then
that's good. Chill,
you know,
that's really good.
Feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, that's all the news. Oh. Another we went on a good rant. Another news, if you guys don't know, ticket, if you're My Hero Academia fan, you know they're coming out with a new movie. It's coming publicly to theaters in the United States in February 23rd. I think. But check if I'm wrong. But it's coming in February. And tickets go on sale on the 31st, so make sure you guys have your calendar set so you guys can buy tickets, because a lot of theaters have reserved seats now. and you want to reserve good seats for My Hero Academia because you know how big that show fucking is. And
yeah.
I can't wait. Dude, I'm so fucking hyped for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much the last bit of news that I could think of unless you got something.
Not really, dude. Not really.
Yeah, I asked the Discord to see if they had any questions or if they had any would you rather.
yeah, I seen a notification. Someone did send one.
It's rabbit season. Gotta be very quiet. But I don't have any would you rathers, and do you have any would you rathers?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither. But we'll read one from the homie Scarlet Speedster. He said, would you rather have to eat 100 hot dogs in an hour or eat 100 sushi rolls in an hour? He says, keep in mind, he doesn't say keep in mind, but the hot dogs are fully loaded and the sushi has wasabi in them. What the fuck does the hot dogs are fully loaded mean? Does that mean like there's mustard, ketchup, relish, onions on them?
Did he say hot dogs or sausages?
Hot dogs.
Fuck. Well, I mean, sushi rolls are small, you know, compared to hot dogs.
But they have wasabi in them.
The fuck is wasabi? Let me look it up.
You don't
wasabi.
Know what's... It's hot sauce. It's not sauce, but it... I don't know what to call it. But it's, like, it's hot as fuck.
Fuck. I'll go with the hot dogs, dude.
True. I could swallow 100 hot dogs like nothing.
Yeah,
swallow 100 hot dog weenies in, like, 100 seconds.
Yeah, and it's an hour, too, so you'll have, like... I'll be able to have like a 10-minute, like a 5-minute break or 10-minute break, and then I'll just start munching.
Oh yeah, you're right. I do got an hour, but you know, I don't have that gag reflex. Wink, wink. Yeah.
I heard about that at Kevin. I was like,
I choose 100 hot dogs because I don't even like sushi, yeah. And fuck wasabi. So whatever the hot dogs are fully loaded with, fuck it, fully load me.
Same here, dude. I like hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Anything that's like wiener size, you know, I like it. I'm fucking with it. Okay.
We'll end the podcast right there. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thanks, locals, for everything. This has been the Local Podcast, episode 23. It's been your boys, Carlos Perez, my boy Mike. And we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully we get this out ASAP.
See ya.
Peace.